Welcome to Torah from JTS, a weekly commentary from the Jewish Theological Seminary.
This week's Torah commentary for Balak 5781 was written by Rabbi Burton L. Vizotsky, Nathan and Janet Appleman Professor of Midrash and Interreligious Studies at JTS. Greater than Moses? Although this week's Torah reading is named for the Moabite king Balak, who sought to curse the Israelites, the real star of the show is the Gentile prophet Balaam ben Beor, with a special comedy cameo by his talking ass. Three whole chapters of the Torah are given over to the efforts of Balak and Balaam to curse the Jews. In the end, of course, God prevails, and on Friday nights in Shul, we still sing Balaam's blessing, Ma tovu ohalecha Yaakov, how goodly are your tents, O Jacob, your dwellings, O Israel. Half a century ago, the Polish philosopher Leszek Kolakowski summed up the situation in his small book, The Key to Heaven, when he imagined Balaam's perspicacious and faithful ass pronouncing, in the final analysis, I'm the most injured party. My master suffered only a moral unpleasantness, but my rump still hurts. This biblical farce, however enjoyable, pokes fun at the Gentile prophet, and in doing so reveals the Bible's anxiety about Israelite exceptionalism. If God speaks with the Gentiles, we might ask, how are we Jews special? God spoke with Adam and Eve, to be sure, but they lived a long time before Abraham, father of our faith. God also spoke with Noah. Pirkei Avot reports that Noah lived 10 generations after Adam, right in the middle of pre-Abrahamic times. As Midrash Leviticus Rabbah Riley comments about Adam and then Noah, there is no shame when a king consults with his gardener or his ship's captain. It bears notice that in Islam, Noah is counted as a prophet. In Rabbinic Judaism, the medieval Midrash Seder Eliyahu counts Noah's son Shem as a prophet too. The passage is worth quoting as it leads us back to Balaam. Shem prophesied for 400 years to all the peoples of the world, but they did not listen to him. From that point onward, Eliphaz the Temanite, Zophar the Naamathite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Elihu son of Barachel the Buzite, and their long-suffering conversation partner Job of the land of Uz were prophets. Balaam ben Beor was the last of them all. There was no matter whatsoever that the Blessed Holy One did not reveal to Balaam. Balaam ben Beor was even greater in wisdom than Moses. Since that same Midrash refers to Moses as the father of wisdom and the father of prophets, this is an astonishing claim. Balaam was greater than Moses. As the rabbi of that Midrash later explains it, the reason God sent these prophets to the Gentiles is so they could not complain when they were not also given the opportunity to accept the Torah. Notwithstanding that dubious explanation, we must contemplate what it means that the Torah itself, as well as the rabbis interpreting it, acknowledge the fact that there are prophets who are not Jews. This challenges the persistent myth of Jewish exceptionalism, which conveniently ignores that this same Torah teaches us that the one and only God of the universe created all of humanity and loves all of God's creatures equally. Yes, we recite in Friday night Kiddush and on other occasions, Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Ha'amim, we praise you, God, who chose us from among all the peoples. But given the monotheistic imperative that we all worship one and the same God, I prefer to recite, as I learned at the Jerusalem Shabbat table of our late teacher, Rabbi Jacob Milgram, Zichrono Livracha, Asher Bachar Banu Imkol Ha'amim, who chose us along with all the peoples. Which brings me back to Balaam. Can one then not reasonably say, there is no God but God, and Balaam too is God's prophet? I acknowledge that some of my scholarly colleagues have interpreted certain rabbinic midrashim about Balaam as referring to Jesus. What's confusing about this equation is that Jesus was Jewish, not a Gentile like Balaam. But what if Midrash Seder Elihu, composed in its final form in the 9th and 10th century CE under Islamic rule, is thinking of the preeminent non-Jewish prophet of his time, Muhammad? Could one then not reasonably say that there is no God but God and Balaam/Muhammad is God's prophet? Articulating such a statement does not make me a Muslim, but it does make me a monotheist who recognizes, as have the Bible and centuries of rabbis before me, that there are prophets among all nations. The one God speaks to all of God's peoples, each in their own chosen status, be they Jews, Christians, Muslims, or for that matter, adherents of other non-Abrahamic religions. Perhaps that is the lesson Balaam teaches us in our own strife-filled day when he offered his aspirational prophecy millennia ago. Ma tovu oholecha Yaakov, how goodly are your tents, O Jacob, your dwellings, O Israel. Our dwellings are truly goodly when we live together with respect and blessings for our fellow human beings.
If you enjoyed this program, please rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. And discover JTS's other series by visiting jtsa.edu/podcasts. To learn with JTS faculty in live online classes, visit jtsa.edu/online. And you can get in touch with us by emailing onlinelearning@jtsa.edu. Thanks for listening.